Oscar alcoholic.
Oscar.
what a beautiful room. Welcome to the newcomers. Keep coming back. All right. Let's see. My sobriety date is 2/8/21, so that gives me roughly about almost 2.5 years. And I'm gonna tell you what it was like 2.5 years ago. Let's see. I grew up in the Valley, San Fernando Valley. Born in East LA, and that's about all I remember. There's like a handful of things that I remember as a child. Like I remember getting left in the house in the 94 earthquake and crawling out. And that's a resentment that I had to come back to in the program that I held against my parents. And then after that, like, I don't remember much. And later I came to find out that there's such things as sober blackouts, meaning that I was so self-involved and I was just so self-centered and so worried about what people thought about me and just so busy in my mind and just so caught up in my own head that I didn't notice the world going on around me, you know? And that's why I believe that, sometimes some people are born with this. I sure feel like I was born with it, because that was even before I even had a drink. And just my whole life was just, it was a good living. I mean, my parents didn't drink. I came to find out later that my grandparents drank, and they were pretty heavy users. But I had a good household. My mom and dad were very loving and supporting, and my dad really tried his best to instill his beliefs in me. And later on, I came to find out that, this doesn't make me an alcoholic, me thinking that, it came to find out that life wasn't as bad as it was, in my own head. Because in my own head, I make like this misery soup or something, because it's just, you give me happiness and I'll crap all over it for some reason. I don't think I deserve it right off the bat. And I just have this feeling of inferiority constantly. And the self-centeredness is just rampant. But I guess it really just goes from being born to my first drink is what it feels like. My first drink was at a high school party. I remember being very much against drinking pretty much my high school career. I'm still a middle school graduate. I've never graduated, but whatever. My first drink was at a party, and I don't know what snapped when I decided to go out drinking with my friends. I guess the fact that I had friends to hang out with was enough for me to drink and change whatever morals I thought I had. And that night, as I remember, it was pretty. Pretty wild, and I thought it was so spectacular. And I'm not like advocating for drinking, but it got me here, and I'm very grateful for it. But either way, so we were drinking Hypnotic and I want to say Hennessy mixed, and I thought it was the classiest thing I could ever drink. It was in a red cup. I paid $2 for it, and it was just amazing. And so after, like, I don't know, maybe 7 of those, someone brings out some instruments and we start jamming, and I play the best bass solo of my life. There's not really a lot of good bass solos out there, just in case you're a musician, but come to find out that bass wasn't even plugged in. and I'm in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm the best. Somehow it clicked once the alcohol, like, just took over my body. I'm like, everyone's my friend. I'm the best musician here. The girl I like is right over there. I'm going to go talk to her the whole night. And I proceeded to talk to her and make a fool of myself. And I remember after talking to her, I blacked out. And I woke up in one of those swinging chairs laying down. And everyone was surrounding me. And I was crying about my buddy going to the Navy. Like, there wasn't a war going on or anything, But I was just, I love my friend. I don't want him to go to the Navy. I don't want my life to change. Like, if it has, you know, like, it could only better him. And, like, I don't know. It's just, it didn't make sense. But I was starting to feel feelings, I guess, is what happened that night. And so after that, I just kept on chasing that. I kept on chasing it. I never graduated high school. I just, slacker and proud of it. I was like, oh man, it's just, I held on to that. And I just wanted to be like Homer Simpson and Al Bundy. And that's just who I, for a while, I just wanted to be that slacker, that guy who just got by enough to just buy a six pack and go home and complain at home. And, I lived at home till I was 20. So I guess after high school, I was in a band. I was in a band and just playing crappy dive bars all over the place, thinking I'm living it, not having a job, not having any goals, just thinking that the band's gonna make it one day. And and just being a total, like, in my head, a loser, dude. And I didn't see it at the time as being a loser. I was just like, what's up? I'm 19. Like, let's go. Like, it's, this is normal, right? Everyone's normal. Like, meanwhile, my friends got jobs and they're going to college. And I went to the graduation and I'm like the loser in the crowd. I was like, I was cheering them on like really loud just so they could know I don't care that I didn't graduate. And that was very important to me. Like, you can't hurt me. These things don't hurt me. And, but really, it's just a front, you know. Everything hurt me, but I just don't want you to know it. And so after that, I'm in a band with my best friend, who later became my brother-in-law. I started seeing his sister, and that wasn't cool, you know. Like, I mean, we're still married. We're married now, but it's like I didn't have a boundary. You know, I was just like, she's there, and I'm drunk, and she's drinking with me, so it's gonna happen, you know? And that's, like, really seedy stuff, man. Like, I didn't think about how it would affect my best friend. I didn't think about any of that stuff. I didn't care. And so me and her start drinking together a lot. She was 5 years older than me, so she had already experienced some things in life. She was going to college, and she was teaching me how to drink, is how I felt. And just pure debauchery and just crazy stuff, man. I, you know. So just misery, like what they say here is it was fun, then fun with problems, and then just problems. Sweet. And you know, it got me blaming her for a while, and then she started going to AA, and I started going to Al-Anon, because I thought she was the problem, you know. I was like, I gotta deal with your alcoholism, you're crazy. Meanwhile, I'm going to Al-Anon, and after all the meetings, I'm going out and getting hammered, thinking that, oh, whatever, dude, these alcoholics got a problem, I'm in Al-Anon. And the longer I sat around in Al-Anon, the more I started hearing what these people were talking about, and I was like, oh, I did that. I did that to Kathy. I did that to my wife. Shoot. I started relating to the alcoholic. I was like, no way, man. So I stopped going to Al-Anon and continued drinking. We got engaged. And it just got worse, man. It just always gets worse. Just driving home drunk, not knowing how I got home, coming home at 4 a.m., hiding my drinking. Meanwhile, giving her cakes every year. And going to these AA meetings and hearing the message, but like kind of turning my head, you know, just turning my head like, that's not me. But inside, I was like, that's me. This could be good for me. But God forbid I want anything that's good for me, because I don't deserve it. But later we started going to couples therapy, and the couple therapist was like, hey, do you think you have a drinking problem? And I was like, no. I only drink like 3 beers a week. Meanwhile, I'm getting drunk at work. I'm coming home. Don't know how I got home. Don't know where the car is. And just losing the will to live, which was, it's pretty heavy if you're going through that, you know. And sometimes I still go through it, you know. It's not always rosy, but going back to the story. So yeah, he recommends that I do AA for 30 days, and it's been 2.5 years, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I got to enjoy a nice drive up. I got to, you know, with a friend that I met in the rooms. Like, I used to look at you people and look down on you and be like, "Oh man, it sucks. They can't drink." And now I'm like talking at a meeting. I have real friends. I have real relationships, and life's getting better. And you know, if you're struggling, this is the place to get help. All right, so keep coming back.